Monitoring farmland conversion for solar power, today on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community, and while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Arkansas residents can rest assured that their state is not becoming a giant solar farm. In fact, says Mike Pop, only a tiny fraction of Arkansas farmland has been converted to solar so far.
When people see ag land going out of production, they're naturally sort of worried about whether this is going to have an impact on the economy of Arkansas.
Pop is a farm management professor at the University of Arkansas System Division of Agriculture.
I've played with renewable fuels and renewable energy projects from biomass to soybean oil to biodiesel for a few decades now, and this one's looking pretty exciting to me. Our demand for electricity is probably not going to go down, so we need to find ways to generate it that is a good use of our resources.
As that demand for power rises, says Pop, the idea of a homegrown source has some appeal.
If we want to have a renewable standard in the state of Arkansas and we produce it locally rather than buying it, say, from Arizona or whatever, there are efficiencies in building local. And there's a reason why we have these large-scale solar fields going in into ag land.
Pop hinted that future research may reveal the viability of using Arkansas's many irrigation reservoirs for floating solar installations. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.